to CYD.
He's so cute.
John from New Jersey saying hello. Anybody there? To CYD. John from New Jersey saying hello. Anybody there?
KO4HX. This is Patrick on this side, John. KO4HX. John, that last transmission didn't come through. That was you.
Yeah, sorry about that. It broke up. My family all live in like Lawrence and Simpsonville, South Carolina. I'm up here in New Jersey, so I'm excited. I just got my tech, getting into ham radio, learning how to use this Echo Link, and growing on my radio, too. So it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you, John. I'm up here in Brevard, North Carolina, just south of Asheville. I don't know how familiar you are with the area.
Yeah, I'm a little familiar with Asheville. I lived in South Carolina, Greenville, first in 91, and then I went back again in 88, 89. Opened up a shop in Malden, South Carolina for a little while. But all my parents and my brothers all live in Greenville, Simpsonville, South Carolina. I'm just getting into it, so I'm just curious how big the ham world is down in that area, because I'm trying to get my nephews into it.
Pretty big. There's a net on here at 9 o'clock every night. If you want to check back in on it, be a good place to meet everybody in the area, and you may know some of them.
Appreciate that, man. I'll save this channel. And if you hold on, let me get a pen. Hold on. Can I have your call sign? Mine's KE2CYD.
Your call sign is K2CYD.
Sorry, I didn't get yours again. You just repeated mine. What is your call sign? Because I want to save it.
No problem. I was just trying to verify I got yours correct. Mine is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Appreciate that, buddy. How long have you been into ham radio?
I had my license. This September will be 4 years. So, not too long.
That's really cool, man. I appreciate you talking to me. Yeah, I'm going tomorrow to my first ham fest over in Split Rock, New Jersey. Going to look at possibly getting like a mobile rig for my truck and then looking to, you know, get something for the house. I live in a first floor apartment. So I like the FT991A, but it's a little bit out of my budget. So maybe an FT891. I want to be able to do a little bit of everything.
Those are good radios. I have the FT991A. That's what my main base station is at the house. But my mobile unit is the Kenwood TMD710.
I mean, that sounds really good. Yeah, I got the TID radio, TDH8 handheld radio. My son-in-law's father bought me that. He's an amateur extra, and he got me into this, helped guiding me along. So it's been helpful. The TD radio is actually pretty good, 10 watts. I do pretty good. But it's a dual band. But I'm looking to get something for my truck permanent and something for my apartment.
It's a hobby. I've had a lot of fun with it. I've met a lot of nice people and just all over. But I had a question. You said you opened up a shop. What do you do for a living?
I grew up, my father and brothers always had an auto body shop. So we grew up building hot rods and motorcycles and stuff like that. Whatever we can do to build, go fast. We wanted to go fast. But I wound up getting into a municipality working at a water and then now sewer department as a sewer department mechanic for my town. You know, a lot of work, a lot of more work, rebuilding pumps and stuff like that. What about you?
That's kind of what I thought you was going to say. I was a mechanic for almost 20 years and now I bought a, Matco tool franchise. So I've been doing that for the last 9 years.
My name is John, man. I didn't get your first name. What's your name? I apologize. That's cool, man. I used to know a lot of guys that had the Snap-on trucks and the Mack trucks up here back in the day when I was, you know, working in the auto body business, and mechanic shop and detail shop, you know, just the whole car business. So I totally respect what you're doing, brother. That's familiar, and I would love to spend some time on your truck.
If you ever come down this way, we can meet up. It would definitely be interesting.
Yeah, cousins. I know I got cousins that live in Asheville. My Aunt Wanda lives there, and she has a son. I'm thinking Junior. I forget his name. I feel really bad, but it was Aunt Wanda. James. I know James was one of my cousins. I went to visit them once in Asheville, and one of them had a Starsky and Hutch Torino, and they would hang out at the mall. And both of them went to the Army. Both my cousins were in the Army, and they got out.
That's pretty cool. I live up here in Brevard, but my tool route is actually in Greenville, so I spend my days during the week down there in Greenville. I drive back and forth every day.
Well, I guess that's right. I guess you would do something like that. Jeez. But, yeah, we opened up a shop in Malden. Right as you come off of 385, where 385 ends going into Malden, we had the little shop on the right. There was another garage there called Little Boy's Toys. That was there for a while. And then I know there was some kind of a tire shop right there on the right.
It's outside of my area. I'm in northern Greenville, travel easily, that kind of area, to the state line. But I know where you're talking about, and I know the guy that does that route.
Yeah, a while back, man. That was a while back. I moved back, you know, the second time I moved back in 2000. So, but my brothers and my nephews still live there. They live in Lawrence County, right there around Gray Court. They're in that area, neck of the woods.
KO4HKX. Yeah, that's pretty cool. This repeater will reach down to Lawrence at times. And I drive down there once a month to go to the Michelin test track because I service them as a customer. And so you can, if your family has got their amateur license, you could possibly meet up with them on some of these repeaters around here that are on EchoLink, and you can chat up with them pretty easy then.
I'm working on it. I got to get my nephews to do that, you know, but they would be into it. They would be into it, but I appreciate you talking to me, man. I'm going to save your call sign. So if we cross paths again, and if I'm ever down there, you know, we'll hook up, maybe get a cup of coffee or something, you know? All right. KE2CYD 73.
73, John. Good to talk to you, and look forward to meeting you maybe one day, and I'll keep your call sign. KO4HKX, clear, 73.
4ZLK. Hey, Patrick, KA5WLL.
Hey, Shane, how are y'all doing this evening?
Good, I'm crossing the river down here into Georgia. I just wanted to say hello. I was on the phone and heard you in the background. You guys have a good evening. I'll turn it over to Leroy.
Take care tonight. Talk to you later. Patrick, you plan on going to the rally tomorrow?
Plan on being there early. Try to help set up if there's anything left to do. I know y'all did some of it today. But Shane, you be careful crossing the river down there and or the rest of the way on into Atlanta. And maybe I'll catch you in the morning on the way down the mountain.
For you. And 4ZLK, 73, guys.
The rest of the setup is 6 a.m. in the morning.
Set up at 6 a.m., is that what you said?
Yeah, Roger. We got some of it set up tonight, but the majority of it's going to be finishing up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the gates open at 8.
I'll try to be down there right around 6 then.
Yeah, I heard you in there talking. We just got done. The crew that stayed to eat, we just got done eating at the pizza house there, TR. So, yeah, I'm heading toward the house now.
To it tomorrow, and hopefully there's a good turnout.
It seems like it's going to be fun, to say the least, of what we're planning on doing.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot going on. I won't be able to stay all day, but I'm definitely going to make a show and support.
Anyways, I'll let you go. I thought I'd jump in there real quick and say hello, and we'll talk to you later. KU5WLO Mobile.
Roy, I'll see you in the morning. 73 KO4HKX. Clear.